the talk. News now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning. I'm Barbara Britt. The news brought to you by Bray and Scarf. Changes announced at the University of Maryland following the murder of Richard Collins III, a Black Bowie State student visiting the campus last weekend. A white College Park student is charged with murder. University of Maryland President Walter Lowe says the school will not tolerate hate or racism and is asking for a rapid response team to be created for any hate bias incident. Hundreds gathered yesterday at College Park to pay respects at the site where Richard Collins III was stabbed to death on campus. How's the local economy doing? Judging by commercial construction, the D.C. region has work to do.
We had a decline since 2011, and we've had kind of a slow recovery since then.
The 2016 numbers were slightly up from 2015, but still about half of where we were before the recession, says John Kent at the Metropolitan Washington Council of Governments. The only sector that saw less development from 2015 to 16 was retail. The big winner last year, though.
Most of the increase in construction could be accounted by industrial space and flex space.
But more warehouses and data centers don't always mean more jobs.
Those buildings have a lot of space, but often don't pack in as many jobs as, say, a retail space and office space.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The chair of the Loudoun County Board of Supervisors says things are strong there, but there's one issue that needs work.
In her State of the County address last night, Board Chair Phyllis Randall said Loudoun County continues to retain its AAA credit rating and an unemployment rate of just 3.2%, but there's a serious lack of affordable housing.
And it would be prudent for county government, business, the development community, and the nonprofit communities to address this pressing issue before it becomes a crisis.
Randall says a summit will be held later this year to address the issue. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A confrontation between a reporter and a Republican congressional candidate in Montana.
Republican congressional candidate Greg Gianforte facing a charge of misdemeanor assault for allegedly body slamming a reporter. It happened as the Guardian's Ben Jacobs was asking Gianforte about the GOP health care plan.
Yeah, we'll talk to you about that later.
Yeah, but there's not going to be time. I'm just curious if you
have to speak
right
with
now.
Shane, please.
But you got
sick and tired of you guys.
Gianforte's campaign says Jacobs entered the office without permission, shoved a recorder in the candidate's face, and asked badgering questions. A campaign statement read in part, quote, Jacobs grabbed Greg's wrist and spun away from Greg, pushing them both to the ground. But eyewitness accounts contradicted that version of events. I'm Reed Binion.
British Prime Minister Theresa May says the threat level in the UK remains at critical level, urging the public to be vigilant. Meanwhile, British officials have stopped sharing information about the Manchester suicide bombing following leaks about the investigation by US authorities in the American press.
They have the opportunity to ambush some individuals who might well be involved before they are able to escape or destroy crucial parts of evidence. And that is why there has been this big rift between the UK and US authorities on the issue of information sharing after we've had so many leaks so soon after that attack on Monday evening to the US media from seemingly US intelligence and law enforcement sources.
Correspondent Nina Dos Santos. President Trump expected to hear from the British Prime Minister about the Manchester investigation leaks later today. A 17-year-old student from Stafford High School had a special date for his prom. His 91-year-old grandmother, Stephen Vigil, took his grandma after learning she'd been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. His grandmother had never been to a prom. She was given a silver crown to wear. Checking your money, the Dow opens the day at 21,012. NASDAQ at 61.63. In sports, Nats beat the Mariners. Orioles fall to the Twins. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Isn't it interesting I'm the only one talking about this?
Mark Levin.
You won't see it in the lib media. The backbenchers haven't figured it out yet. No.
6 to 9 p.m.
Hence me. I'm here at night.
105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
When it's time to buy new appliances, most people are laser-focused on comparing brands, specs, and prices. But sadly, some of them get suckered into going to a big-box or department store, where they're anything but focused. Sure, they sell some appliances, but they also sell house paint and lawnmowers and underwear. At Bray & Scarf, we only sell appliances, including those super-premium brands you can't find at the big-box stores, and our prices are amazing. Focus, people. Come to Bray & Scarf, where it doesn't cost more to get more.
Need appliances? Then don't go anywhere but Bray and Scarf's Memorial Day Sale. Get exclusive double rebates on select GE Profile and KitchenAid packages. Not $400, but $800 back. Plus free basic installation on select Monogram and Genair Professional Series appliances. Bray and Scarf makes shopping for appliances so much easier with factory-trained appliance experts ready to help. Hurry into any of their 13 locations or go to brayandscarf.com. Need your home sold, guaranteed? iTrustFrank.com.
It's 7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's our Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we're dealing with the wet commute, obviously, so extra time needed and plenty of braking distance, definitely essential. Here we go, 270 south through Urbana, Hyattstown slow, and again in through Gaithersburg. Have a crash reported south of 118 on 270 south. If you use 355 Frederick Road, you're under police direction. They're alternating traffic past the crash south of 109. So again, out of Hyattstown, if you are using 355, there's a crash up ahead and one lane at a time gets you by. On the top side of the Beltway, from 95 to George Avenue, slowing through White Oak 29. That's the heaviest of our stretches right now. We've been okay through Burtonsville and in Columbia. Let's go heading into the district, 14th and L Street and Northwest. We had the crash. Virginia, it's been about the volume Beltway in Annandale. And on the 270 spur, crews were dealing with the down tree southbound 270 near Democracy Boulevard. That was near the along the right side. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Showers and thunderstorms will continue through at least mid-morning, tapering off a little bit this afternoon. Gusty winds and maybe some small hail in some of these storms, 74 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
We've got rain and 57 degrees at Reagan National. I'm Barbara Britt on 105.9 FM and AM 630 Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
Good morning, 7:07 on Mornings on the Mall. This is WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 8:05, Tucker Carlson. And 8:35, we'll have Jim Matthews with the National Association for Railroad Passengers looking to fight back against President Trump's proposed cuts to Amtrak. That's all ahead. But right now, we're talking about President Trump's trip to Brussels. He's moved on his foreign trip. And and my name is Vince Colonnaise, by the way. I'm joined by Tony Schaefer.
Hey, good morning.
Should mention that thing.
Yep.
We're joined now by Ambassador John Bolton on the phone to talk about the ongoing Trump foreign trip, the first one. Ambassador, thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning. Glad to be with you.
Good morning. Hey, so, you've got the president now moving on to Brussels, and this is one of the more interesting components of his trip, for sure, given the president's language about NATO. It's his talk about it being sort of obsolete in the past. But over the course of his administration, it seems like he's had something of a shifting attitude, thanks in part to people like Jim Mattis, who is much more in line with having that alliance. What are you expecting out of this NATO meeting today?
Well, I think it has the prospect to be a very good meeting. There's reporting out of Europe this morning that France and Germany have dropped their reservations to having NATO in some kind of formal way join the coalition against ISIS. This has been something the Trump administration has been pushing. It had run into a lot of opposition, but again, we'll see what happens at the meeting itself. But if you had NATO, as it did in Afghanistan after the 9/11 attacks, if you had NATO joining with the United States and the Arab partners against ISIS, I think that would be significant. And, you know, it may be because of the attack in Manchester, or it may be because it's actually a pretty good idea to have NATO more involved in the war against terrorism. It looks like this Trump proposal is about to be adopted. And if so, you'd have to say that that brings him out of his meetings in Brussels with a pretty significant victory.
I mean, that's an interesting point. If terrorists were hoping for less opposition, having an attack just before this NATO meeting is doing them no favors.
Hey, John, I got a question for you. I mean, look, I agree with you. I couldn't agree more. No, I was in Afghanistan. I was actually there when NATO took over from ISAF, which was significant because ISAF was completely feckless and without any merit. So I saw the good effects of NATO being able to focus on that. With that said, we've recognized, I think, via this Manchester attack that this was a regional issue. issue. It looks like this guy traveled through the region to Libya. There was issues regarding Syria. So clearly this is transnational, and I think that's part of the problem that's hampered the police forces from doing their job. You don't have a transnational organization, I think NATO could fill its space. But my question for you is more specifically about the alliance itself in Turkey. Turkey has been a real problem, in my judgment, studying that, and I've talked to certain officials within the context of the current administration, and there's some issues there with Turkey. How do you make Turkey's role in NATO going forward now?
Well, I think it's an important and very hard question, not because of anything that NATO has done to push the Turks away, but because what President Erdogan has been doing steadily,
right.
First as prime minister, now as president of Turkey, I think to move the country away from the Kemal Atatürk post-Ottoman Empire vision of a secular Turkish state, one that looked toward Europe for its future. We know that Erdogan has purged the judiciary and put in Islamicists. He's done the same to senior officers in the military. This last supposed coup gave him a chance to arrest tens of thousands, literally, of his opponents, and to increase his own personal power, which just happened again in a recent referendum.
Right.
You know, when he was mayor of Istanbul 20 years ago, he said, democracy is like a streetcar. You ride it to the stop you want, and then you get off. And I'm very worried he's getting off. He's talked to Putin very intensely in the past year or so, and obviously if Turkey breaks away as the southeastern anchor of NATO, the one Muslim country in the alliance all these years, it could have very significant effects both in Europe and the Middle East. So I'm very worried. I don't think the majority of Turks really want to go where Erdogan wants to. But you can't deny his political success in Turkey, and it's bad news for the alliance.
Yeah, Erdogan, by the way, doing himself no favors in his visit to the United States, having bodyguards beat up protesters that can't.
Yeah, no, it's well, look, that's an example, I think, of his attitude. There's some reporting that he directly ordered the attack himself, and I think the Trump administration has been pushing back. I think they could continue to push back, because it's just unacceptable to have this happen on American soil.
A lot has been made of NATO countries, besides the United States, of course, failing to meet their commitment on how much they actually spend in NATO, the president making that a big issue. Should we expect to hear countries actually pledging to meet that commitment, that GDP commitment, coming out of this meeting?
Well, I would hope so. I mean, this is it's not like the United States imposed this commitment on anybody. They all agreed to it, and only a few have met it. Some have announced plans and some budget increases. But look, here you have Germany spending roughly 1.1% of its GDP on defense, or roughly half what the commitment is. Now, the alliance, really, when it's basically the second largest economy, is not meeting its commitment, that is a problem. And this is something we've experienced this for years in NATO. We've been pleading with them to get their defense expenditures up, many of these European countries. I think Trump has finally got their attention. Look, there are other things NATO needs to correct. Its decision-making is sclerotic at times. Tony, I'm sure you experienced in Afghanistan what they call red cards, where national military units basically say, well, we'll follow the commands orders except here,
right.
here, and here.
Where, oh, it's a veto. Yeah, incredibly, yeah. A military veto, which does not exist in the military thinking. You're right, John.
So there are plenty of reforms, but let's not come away with this thinking NATO has been cured of all of its ills. But I do think some kind of combined effort on the terrorism front is a good thing for NATO to do, and it's a step forward for Trump.
NATO leaders on the issue of Russia are going to want the president to address the annexation of Crimea and maybe even Russian meddling in elections. I'm not certain that President Trump will say anything about that. What do you think?
Well, I think he should. Look, I think the evidence, I wish we could get some of the intelligence declassified about what the Russians did do in the U.S. election. I think they were trying to undermine democratic institutions, but I think people are kind of getting tired of hearing about these allegations. They'd like to hear some of the specifics. I can tell you that many people in Europe, particularly in the Balkans, are worried about Russian involvement there and trying to interfere in elections in some of the newer democracies in Central and Eastern Europe. Some claims that they intervened in France and will be intervening in Germany. So it's on people's minds. And look, this goes directly to the popular trust in our democratic institutions. So I'm as careful as anybody, I think, to protect intelligence sources and methods. But I think when you have this kind of concern, it's important that the people understand what they're facing. And we're obviously in the midst of a partisan squabble about here in the United States. I would hope that people could look a little bit farther ahead, because we're at each other's throats already politically in this kind of disinformation campaign, which the Russians were outstanding at during the Cold War. If that, in fact, is what's going on, I think the people need to know about it.
John, one thing very briefly to follow up on is this concept, this competing concept, if you will, of the EU, the EU army. You know, I love this idea of politicians having their own army, but I think it'd be counterproductive to split the resources and focus on this. So what do you make of Germany, I think, being the primary driver of this EU army that has been proposed?
I am absolutely against the EU having any military capability.
Hear, hear.
All right, we got you on the record on that.
Yeah, people who say that this is a plus, you have Europe cooperating more. Let me tell you, if you want to undercut faith in NATO and the United States, go ahead and have the Europeans say they're capable of defending themselves. Because I think the overwhelming response here would be, okay, fine, go and do it then. The trouble with our European friends and allies is they talk a good game and then they don't do it. So you get the worst of both worlds. They say they're going to have a greater military capability and then they don't create it. So we end up with rhetoric that splits NATO and a decrease in overall alliance capabilities.
Thank you very much. Ambassador John Bolton stopping by with his wisdom this morning. It's 7:15 now on WMAO, which means it's time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Deed Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And man, we have the heavy rain in some areas, so take it easy. Easy Route 7 trying to get into Leesburg. The crash is going to be eastbound 7 after Route 9. So that's why if you're on Route 9 as well, you're finding that very slow because you have to merge into those backups. Through Luckett's 15 southbound, it's just been about the volume. A lot of volume on 270 Urbana, Germantown down on toward the 270 spur where crews had been dealing with a downed tree. Anytime we get that wet, soggy ground, it happens. We get those trees down, so they're trying to take care of that near Democracy Boulevard. If you use 355 Frederick Road, south of 109, you're under police direction past the crash there with one lane each direction, so you're getting alternated to the Wilson Bridge back near Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue. Actually, no, it's closer to Route 5, so a little bit better to the Wilson Bridge there. 295 northbound near the Naval Research Lab, slowing, and with so much bad news with the rush hour, we need to give you good news. So MacArthur Boulevard, after a week of it being closed, has been reopened between Reservoir and Foxhall Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today we got some variable clouds with showers and scattered thunderstorms. Gusty winds and small hail possible, a high of 74 degrees. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms throughout the evening. Partly cloudy skies after midnight. Gusty winds and small hail possible with a low of 58. And tomorrow it'll be partly cloudy with a high of 77. Right now in the nation's capital, 58 degrees. This is 717 on WMAL.
The Virginia Grand Military Band this Saturday night at 7:30 at the Schlesinger Concert Hall. Free parking. Tickets sold at the door. Saturday night in Alexandria. The Virginia Grand Military Band.
All right, welcome back. You know, we were just talking NATO because the President of the United States is having that meeting today with Ambassador John Bolton was speaking to us a moment ago. But we have the good fortune today of having Tony Schaefer being with us all day as the guest host here on Mornings on the Mall. And Tony, you've got an interesting idea. You're pitching NATO 2.0, and this is in a column today on Fox News. If you just go and just type in Tony Schaefer's name in foxnews.com, you'll find Manchester and NATO 2.0, why terror has to be the focus going forward.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about why NATO in its current form is an inefficient vehicle for terror and why and how it could change.
Well, it's become a boys' club. I mean, we just had John Bolton on, and John was kind of going through the issues with that, and just to not go through the entire issue. NATO was designed to do a very specific task during, from its creation on to the end of the Cold War, and that is to essentially stand up to the Warsaw Pact and the Soviets. Well, in 1989, they lost, we won, but the organization known as NATO continued to exist. It has had a few outings, if you will. It's been used as an expeditionary organization. It went into Afghanistan. And look, I enjoyed working with the men and women of NATO then, and I've worked with them for a long time. But Vince, the president and others have recognized that it's anachronism. It's not really doing anything. It functions without a clear purpose. So what we're saying, and this actually came out of, I was over in Europe, in England, right after Brexit, and the question posed to me by the British here, and I went to Warwick University. Here's a shout out to my friends at Warwick. I was on stage with Susan Evans, who was part of the Brexit team, and the question was, what do we do now defensively? And as John Bolton said, there's this competing idea of an EU army, and I can tell you from my consultations with the British, they are completely against that idea. It would not only split NATO. Guess who's at, they want to pay for it? They want the British to pay for it before they leave the EU. Think of that, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, so the British are saying, we don't think this is a good idea.
Yeah.
So the idea of NATO 2.0 actually came out of discussions with the British. I've actually met with the military attaché here about it, General Richard Cripwell. I think we're having discussions about it. So this editorial basically puts into perspective what John Bolton just said. Look, NATO actually has a comprehensive and effective intelligence sharing capability that was designed during the Cold War and has been primarily upgraded over the years, and cyber. The other issue is cyber. You know, cyber is something that overlaps all the NATO nations. We just saw the ransomware attacks. ISIS and other terrorist organizations have adapted that. So for goodness sake, why don't we take what is good about NATO, the structure, the functions, the technology, the military focus, and adapt that to the 21st century? That's it.
What's holding back NATO from making this change on its own? Is it its charter? Is it just basically the terms under which it was set up in the first place? Because, you know, Russia obviously has changed a lot. They can barely field aircraft carriers right now. They're not the superpower that they once were. And now as NATO has to become more nimble, what's holding it back from doing that right now without launching, for instance, something new?
Right. Two things. The momentum of its own bureaucracy. Why change if we don't have to? You know, we're pretty comfortable having this as a boys' club. Why should we change? So NATO left to its own devices would be NATO the way it is. And secondly, you've got to have a political narrative that forces them to do something different. And in this case, I think, as I mentioned during the interview with John, the police forces of Europe have failed completely to address the global threat. I mean, they are in many ways overwhelmed. I don't expect Scotland Yard to be able to have the resources to detect a terrorist acting be trained in Libya to smuggle things through Europe. So I think this is where NATO as a military organization needs to focus on terror. And frankly, as I mentioned in the editorial, NATO did counterterrorism in the 80s. I was actually undercover working in Germany in the 80s, chasing the RAF, which is a group that was trying to kill us and others in Germany.
Your suggestion comes at a good time in the wake of this Manchester attack. They're looking for more solutions. 722 on WMAL.
Clients in Chicago, but you're based in LA. With GoToMeeting, you can meet like you're there even when you're miles apart. GoToMeeting's one-click access, HD live webcam, and screen sharing capabilities will help you meet with success no matter where you are. Start free at GoToMeeting.com.
Getting ready to downsize? Find out when to sell or buy a home in 2017 with Eric Stewart's must-read report. Call 800-900-9104 or go to ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com and download the free market-ready guide. Get Eric's invaluable tips on decluttering and prepping your house in the right sizing guide. Call him now at 800-900-9104 or go to ericstewartgroup.com. Call Eric today and get moving tomorrow.
If you don't want ants inside, kill them outside with Amdro Ant Block Home Perimeter Ant Bait. Ants are attracted to Amdro because they think it's food. They carry it back to the nest and share it with the entire colony, including the queen. That's how Amdro kills the ants you see and the ones you don't, guaranteed. Look for Amdro Ant Block at your local lawn and garden retailer. Amdro Ant Block. Ants love it to death.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, well, like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. With its powerful technology, ZipRecruiter distributes your job everywhere it needs to be to find the right candidates. In fact, over 80% of jobs on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just one day. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
used by businesses of all sizes. ZipRecruiter offers the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
Premio Sausage presents Life's Biggest Questions.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah?
Can I ask you a question?
Sure, son.
Where does sausage come from?
Where is your mother?
Oh, don't worry, honey. I got this. Whew. Everyone knows the best sausage comes from Premio.
Yep.
In this house, we only trust sausage that's made with butcher-quality cuts of meat, authentic Italian spices, and nothing else. The only thing added is my own special touch.
When sausage is the question, Premio is the answer. Premio, the way sausage should be.
7:25 now on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Traffic update is sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Boy, the weather is not helping this commute, so you need extra time, plenty of braking distance. Start in the Leesburg area, Route 7 eastbound, east of Route 9, still with the crash cleanup. Big tie-ups on not just 7, but also Route 9 to merge into those backups. In Manassas, Wellington Road, just east of 234, Prince William Parkway at Bethlehem Road. Still watch for police direction around the crash. They've been doing an investigation there. Interstate 95 southbound direction in Quantico, crash now to the shoulder. Northbound through Aquia, Dale City, off and on into Newington slow. And for 395, it looks like pretty much continuous through Landmark across the 14th Street Bridge. You should find lanes open now, 14th and L Street. That's where we had the earlier crash. And on 270, you have the volume past the 270 spur where crews had been dealing with the downed tree along the right side. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved. And with insurance, treatment might be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now at 800-430-4149. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Showers and thunderstorms will continue through at least mid-morning, tapering off a little bit this afternoon. Gusty winds and maybe some small hail in some of these storms, 74 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
58 degrees in the nation's capital, 726 here on WMAL. Tony Schaefer, let's talk some entertainment news. I mean, it's still... I'll warn you, it's still terror-related because in the wake of this terror attack, not only have we seen outpourings of thoughts and prayers, of course, and signs of love from the celebrity community, tweeting and Instagramming.
They're so good at that.
They are pretty good.
Wonderful at that.
Social media.
Showing things.
Yeah. There have been some also other ramifications in the UK because of this attack. There's a new movie that was supposed to premiere soon, Wonder Woman.
What?
You will soon find out.
As magnificent as you are, you are still no match for me.
We'll see about that.
I'll point out, Gal Gadot is pretty magnificent. I'll agree with that. She's the star of Wonder Woman. It hits theaters June 2nd, but Warner Brothers is canceling its UK premiere. They were supposed to have a big, splashy London premiere, but of course, they're a little nervous now in the wake of this Ariana
Grande
concert.
Was this Mary Walters' autobiography, by the way, the movie, Wonder Woman?
Wonder Woman? She's off fighting something now.
That's right.
So
yes.
she'll be back soon.
No, but about your point, I think they are trying to curtail the splashiness of the premiere, I guess, because of the attack.
And then Ariana Grande, who's, of course, that was her concert event, is postponing several dates on her European tour following the bombing. The tour, I'll point out, is now very inaptly named. It's actually called the Dangerous Woman Tour. I wonder if that, without not a joke at all, that's the name of the tour. I wonder if they'll reconsider naming it for the duration.
Well, it turned out to be true.
7:28 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. You know, maybe we can't stop time, but those bags and puffiness under your eyes, they don't need to be there. And now, thanks to Genucel, you can get rid of them. Genucel, plant stem cell therapy for bags and puffiness under the eyes from our friends at Chamonix, is doing just that for men and women all across this great country of ours, including Josie from Littlefield, Arizona. She wrote in and said, I've been using Genucel for 2 weeks, and my husband is amazed. He says, all the puffiness is gone. I love this product, and I want to use it on my entire face. Wow, you go for it, Josie. And by the way, Josie, your husband can use Genucel, too. It works for men and women. I use it. And with its instant effects, you'll see results in as little as 12 hours. Call now. Save big on Genucel's summer clearance event. Order Genucel now and get a free month's supply with your order. Call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. If you order now, shipping is also free. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. That's 800-525-2720.
This radio show is brought to you by the company that built the fundamental technology and everything you love about your phone. From download speeds, to video, to voice recognition, to security, to GPS. None of it would work the way you count on without Qualcomm getting there first, then sharing it with the world. Yeah, Qualcomm did all that. Learn more at qualcomm.com/invention.
A Hagerstown, Maryland high school senior goes to a Christian school. She got pregnant, and now the school's saying she's not allowed to walk at graduation. She has a 4.0. Should she? We're going to talk about it when we return on Mornings on the Mall. It's 7:30 now. Time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning. I'm Barbara Britt. The news sponsored by The Big Screen Store. Battling heroin and opioid addiction in Maryland, the focus of a slew of bills Maryland Governor Larry Hogan will sign later today. The set of packages battling opioid overdose. One bill provides more money for community health providers. Another requires opioid education in Maryland schools. Threat levels in the UK remain at critical levels, says British PM Theresa May. Eight suspects are now in custody in the Manchester concert bombing. The Prime Minister is expected to discuss with President Trump the halt of intelligence sharing by the British with U.S. officials after leaks to the American press on the investigation. Iran claims it has built a third underground facility to produce ballistic missiles. Iranian officials say Iran's powerful Revolutionary Guard will continue to build its missile capacity, adding U.S. concerns are of no significance to Iran. A Virginia couple now has sextuplets. The couple had tried to conceive for 17 years. VCU Medical Center in Richmond says three boys and three girls are thriving. Checking your money, the Dow opens the day at 21,012. The NASDAQ at 61.63. In sports, Nationals win, the O's lose. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It's the Big Screen Store's 2-for-1 sale. Get a giant Samsung 75-inch TV plus a 50-inch Samsung for just $19.99.
Whoa! Let me say that again. A 75 and a 50-inch for just $19.99.
The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Plus great deals from your home theater experts on the latest and power reclining seating with power headrests.
Nothing like watching a movie on a big screen.
You got to check out the Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
I'm Jill Vogel. I'm a constitutional conservative running for lieutenant governor because Richmond has failed us. I'll put our conservative values first, always. I passed the law to make Obamacare's individual mandate illegal. I fought to stop amnesty and in-state tuition breaks for illegal immigrants. And I earned an A-plus rating by the NRA and a perfect pro-gun voting score from the Virginia Citizens Defense League. I'm Jill Vogel. It's time for Republicans to stand for something again.
Paid for by Vogel for Virginia.
Did you know this is the hottest spring real estate market in 7 years? In fact, many homes are selling in less than a week. So make the smart decision and avoid those high commissions. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. That's right. We'll sell your home for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's Wilson Realty Group.
Hi, I'm Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show right here every weekend. I want you to ask yourself, where will you be 4 years from now? Well, 4 years from now, you'll be 4 years closer to retirement. Will it be everything you want it to be? Come to my seminar, Preparing for Retirement, and learn how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts. Learn how to maximize your Social Security benefits and design your estate plan. Investments, Social Security, and wills and trusts. Master these to enjoy a comfortable and financially successful retirement. The seminar comes to Largo and Reston Tuesday, June 6th at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricestelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
It's 7:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Weather definitely not helping the commute, and an accident in Old Town Alexandria definitely slowing this trip coming from the Wilson Bridge. If you take South Patrick Street and you head up toward Duke Street and then eventually turns into North Patrick Street, the crash is at Wythe Street under police direction. So big time delays there. Heading across the Wilson Bridge, you're okay out of Virginia. It's out of Maryland back near Route 5, Branch Avenue, 295. As you come off the Beltway to the Naval Research Lab, that's where crews were responding to a crash. I'm looking at delays each direction on the southeast-southwest freeway, but it looks like the heavy volume for 270. Lanes reported open right now through Urbana, Hyattstown, and continuing to the spur. However, on 355 Frederick Road, the incident had been south of 109. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Most widespread of the showers and thunderstorms will be this morning. Gusty winds, small hail, and some of these thunderstorms. 74 this afternoon, still a few more scattered showers and thunderstorms right on into the evening hours. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik. The Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's 59 in Burke with rain. We've got heavy rain in Frederick, 55 and 59 heavy rain at Reagan National. I'm Barbara Britt on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
7:36 on WMAL. This is Mornings on the Mall, and where Washington comes to talk coming up. At 8:05, we got Tucker Carlson swinging in. He's going to talk to us for a little bit. And then we got Jim Matthews from the National Association of Railroad Passengers swinging by at 8:35 because he's going to defend Amtrak from all of these cuts that President Trump is proposing. I want to hear your thoughts on that, too, when we get there. But right now, it's Vince Colonnaise joined by Tony Schaefer today.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Vince, thanks for having me.
It's nice to do this together. So far, it's cooking along pretty nicely.
We should do this more often.
I would agree
with
you.
We'll do it in our garage this weekend.
It's Memorial Day. We don't want to travel anyway. A high school senior in Hagerstown, Maryland. This story has been getting a lot of buzz, and we've talked about it a little bit already this morning, but I'm going to give you a recap of what we know, which is that this young lady goes to a school, a Christian school called Heritage Academy. Her name's Maddie Runkles. She violated the school's code of conduct by having premarital sex. And that resulted in her pregnancy. She's now 25 weeks pregnant.
They know what causes that now, yes.
Yes, it turns out the two are related.
Yeah.
And she's not going to be able to walk at graduation in a little over a week from now, according to the school's rules. Basically, the setup is that she's one of 15 seniors in her class, obviously a very small school. The Heritage Academy is K through 12, but as the 12th graders, there's only 15 of them. She did sign the pledge. The pledge reads in part, "This application extends to my actions, such as protecting my body by abstaining from sexual immorality and from the use of alcohol, tobacco, and illegal drugs." And so she signed this pledge, and then school comes to find out that she's pregnant. She's ultimately disciplined by the school in the form of an unofficial suspension, according to one news account, and also she's been removed from all of her leadership positions at the school as well. She's a 4.0 GPA student, but as of this moment, 1/15 of that graduating class will not be walking because she's the one girl. She'll be pregnant, and the school is not going to let her walk at graduation as a result of this pregnancy.
I think it's interesting events that as you lay it all out, it sounds just so rational, but it's just kind of, when you come down to it, there's two human lives here, the girl you know, she made a mistake, and God bless her for doing that. It's a very religious school.
Yes.
And the little baby. And so, you know, I think, and I know we got some pushback earlier when we talked about this, but last time I checked, if this is a religious-based institution, compassion is one of those key things. And what I've seen here is the girl has been punished. And I think that's something we have to consider here, is like is the fact that she was suspended a couple days and she's been pilloried by the folks there. So it's I'm trying to figure out now what, you know, how much should she be punished for what happened on this?
What do you think? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Should she be allowed to walk? Or is that pledge enough that she goes to a Christian school, she signed a pledge not to have any sexual immorality, she violated it, and now she shouldn't walk at graduation? I should point out the father in this case does not attend the school, not associated with this school beyond his relationship with her. Maddie Runkles, the young lady we're talking about, spoke to WUSA Channel 9. Here's what she said.
A lot of disappointment because I had worked so hard for that and I made one mistake and all my hard work was being taken away from me. All I did that was wrong was just have sex before marriage, which they don't agree with.
Additionally, she spoke about that at one point she had considered getting an abortion.
But, you know, like, I just couldn't, because I didn't think it was fair that I should take someone else's life just because I'm afraid of what's going to happen to mine. That's just not fair to me.
And she made, I think, the right decision there. And she was also asked whether or not if the school reversed its decision, whether she would even walk at all.
Yes, definitely. Just to prove that, you know, like, this is how it should be. And for other schools to see if they have the situation that you should let the girl walk. It's not fair to take all of her hard work away, or any guy that's in this situation. It's not fair to take their hard work away just because they made one mistake.
Tony Schaefer, I kind of feel like it's been time served. I mean, she was punished, and at this point, I think she should be able to walk at this graduation.
Well, one of the things, I'm always interested in standards. Someone who's actually, you know, made a career of having to break rules and sometimes get to be held accountable for it. Well, how much is what is the standard? If a male broke a so-called rule that he swore that he would not rule, you know, is he given the same benefit of serving some sort of punishment but still being able to walk? So I think in many ways here, she's right about this. I think she's probably got a good case of, you know, she's been punished, so I think the punishment's done, and she should be able to walk.
Well, you raise a great point. And the Runkle's father was the president of the school board, actually, and because of all of this, he stepped down. But he did say that there's been a consistency problem. He said, quote, "We have had other students that have had serious infractions, and they have walked in the past, and they are allowed, by the way, to walk this year."
There you go.
But she's wearing her sin. She's pregnant. She's visibly pregnant, and they don't want her to walk the stage. Let's dive into your calls now and get some thoughts on what you're thinking. Jeff is in Clinton. We're starting off with you this morning on Mornings on the Mall. Jeff, welcome.
Hey, morning, Vince and Tony.
Hey, morning.
I just wanted to know, I had one question. What would happen to the girl if she was in 10th or 11th grade? Would she be expelled?
It sounds like they would treat her similar to the way they treated her so far. The question of her walking at graduation obviously wouldn't be up there.
Right. And then there were some inconsistencies throughout the time that her father was there. Would he be part of that problem?
I would probably imagine that he would probably recuse himself, but that doesn't change the fact that the board he's on has been loose in applying standards. You know, again, if you have a kid who got drunk, for example, was picked up and maybe even given a DUI, a drunken public summons, you know, since he hopefully wouldn't have driven, what is the punishment for that, and would he still walk? And I get the impression that these kids have walked with that sort of thing on their record.
It sounds like the scenario is that some of those guys are going to do that.
Right.
Winston, in Springfield, you're up next on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning.
Hey, guys, good morning.
Good morning.
Good show so far, but I'm embarrassed for you, okay? you've drunk social justice warrior Kool-Aid. The fact you're even talking about this proves that they won. This is a private school. They've made a decision. She broke the rules. Move on. I don't even see a story here.
Yeah, but she was punished for it. I mean, it's not like she's getting to skate. We're going to talk about this more. Winston, you're not alone in having that opinion, so there'll be a lot of people to debate on this when we return. 743 on WMAL.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. According to a survey from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, over 50% of teens were more likely to buckle up if the adult who was driving also wore a seatbelt. However, when adult drivers did not use seatbelts, just 8% of teens used theirs. So wear your seatbelt and make sure your passengers do too. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
Hear that?
No, it's not your stomach rumbling. It's your engine overheating. When your vehicle's cooling system isn't working right, bad things can happen, threatening the life of your engine.
Don't let this happen to you. When it comes to radiator coolant exchange, we've got you covered. The highly trained technicians at Jiffy Lube do more than just oil changes. We also replace filters, exchange transmission fluid, rotate tires, and more. All in a jiffy. Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind.
It's Memorial Day. It's time to get out of town and get on the water. This summer, gear up for the fish, the food, and the family. Cabela's Memorial Day Sale. Family events, amazing deals. Your one stop before the campfire. Save $200 on Champion Patriot generators and $100 on select kayaks. Plus, get Cabela's Adult and Youth Deluxe Flotation Vests for only $9.99 and $20 in Cabela's Bucks when purchasing Chaco Sandals. Shop in-store and online at Cabela's.com.
7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
395, hang on here, trying to get past King Street into Shirlington. It's the crash. Last check was blocking two left lanes. So 395, as you come off the beltway and off of 95, absolutely jam solid. And watching those express lanes just buzzing by. Once you get beyond the crash, next set of delays, Boundary Channel across the 14th Street Bridge. Heading in through Alexandria as you come off of the Wilson Bridge, still have heavy delays on South Patrick Street to get you past Duke Street. Well up ahead on North Patrick Street at Wyeth Street. Thank you. A couple callers gave me the correction on that. Wyeth Street, that's where we had the crash. We'll take you on 66 eastbound as you head through Manassas, Centerville, Fair Oaks. Solid lineup through that area as well. In Manassas, you were under police direction on Wellington Road, just east of 234, the Prince William Parkway, and that was due to a crash there. On the ICC, the Intercounty Connect, we have the crash is going to be west of 650 as you make your travels in the westbound direction. Watch, you have only one lane getting by. This is after New Hampshire Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
More scattered showers, thunderstorms as we head on through today. A little low in the action as we get into the afternoon at times, but more scattered storms through this evening. 74 degrees now. Some storms may contain a little wind and some small hail. And then as these storms come to an end tonight, we'll go partly cloudy after midnight. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, no mention of rain. A gusty west-northwesterly breeze in 77. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now in the nation's capital, 58 degrees, 746.
Stratford University celebrates Military Appreciation Month by offering up to $5,000 in grants to military spouses and dependents. For details about the Stratford Golden Opportunity Grant, visit stratford.edu/go-grant. That's stratford.edu/go-grant.
Pregnant high school student in Hagerstown, Maryland. She goes to a Christian school, signed a pledge, and she got pregnant. And now they're not letting her walk at graduation, despite the fact that they have actually punished her in other ways as well. 4.0 student, one of 15 students in her graduating class, not being allowed to walk in a little over a week. We're taking your calls on this subject. We go to Andrew now, who's in Woodbridge. Welcome. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hey,
you know, I agree with your previous caller. The fact of the matter is, it's a Christian school. You know, and I agree that there should be consistent application of the rules. If the father went to the school, he also shouldn't walk. But she's a billboard. I hate to say it that way, but she's kind of a billboard for the violation of the rules. And if she walks, basically, you know, the school says, yeah, we have these rules, but, you know, we're going to waive them here and there. I understand one bad choice. I made a bad choice when I was in my teens. It haunted me for quite a number of years. It was stupid, but I paid the price, I monetarily and other ways, and it was one stupid choice, and I was a good student. Sometimes that happens, and she'll move on. She's getting her diploma.
To your point, the father did not go to the school. He's already graduated, so that's not part of the story here. And I think, I don't know if it's relevant or not, but he's not part of it.
But also, this my view on this is, look, they're a Christian school. You're right, and they have the right to sort of govern moral crimes to when these types of things happen, especially if you make a pledge. But my sense here is that the punishment should be commensurate to the crime. And in this case, she's been punished by the school in a bunch of ways, including by the fact that she's pregnant. And
And the standard should be, Vince, if anybody else violated anything of those oaths, they shouldn't walk either. But that's not what the case is here, as far as I know.
Let's go to Chip, who's in Oakton, with his perspective. Chip, welcome. Chip, are you there for us, sir?
Hello?
Hi.
Yeah, so
she should be able to walk. It's reward this girl for not aborting in a society where that is something that's pushed. I understand she made a mistake, but there's the hypocrite side to it. There's a Christian school. Show that compassion.
She
considered abortion, so I think it's notable she didn't go down that path.
Yeah, she mentioned that.
Yeah, she's already going to pay the price, being 18 years old, with her life ahead of her, and now she's going to have the pressure and the responsibility of a child.
Yeah, and thank you for that, Chip. In a class of 15, I feel like the lesson has probably been learned. I'm sure they're all aware that she's been punished for this. Let's move to Ed from Fort Belvoir this morning. Ed, welcome. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Thank you, sir. First of all, I support the school, but secondly, I'd like to turn the question on you that I hear.
Please.
I hear the premise on every issue on this station is what rule should be tough enough that she would not be allowed to walk? They have these rules set up so that she can't, that you will be terminated from the school. And as far as it's not being applied equally, that's an issue for the parents to deal with the school board. In fact, the father was on it. So I would submit to you and the audience, what infraction should be, where's the line drawn?
Well, the line could be, I think, the symbology of it. I mean, you know, Coach Larry O'Connor's texting me here, reminding me that she's actually a good symbol for the pro-life movement. I mean, think about the irony here. If she had got the abortion, the observable would be gone, and she probably could have walked. So the message here is, like, this is a Christian college. You should be doing, in my judgment, what am I to judge, a pro-life message.
Yeah, and I think maybe a redemption story could actually be baked into this.
Right.
I think people will take valuable lessons from that. It is 7:51 on WMAL.
Great American moments have happened on the Mall.
Ask not what your country can...
The Great American Debate continues.
Get a load of this.
Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall. WMAL.
We've all taken side jobs here and there to earn extra cash, but now making extra money is way easier thanks to Uber. Uber's the ultimate side hustle. Driving with Uber means you can earn extra cash whenever you want. It's not just another job. It's a totally flexible way to earn. You can turn it on and off just like your car. If you have a few spare hours here and there, drive with Uber. Have you ever wanted to be your own boss? I bet you'd make a great boss. Drive with Uber and you are your own boss. If you're driving right now, you should be earning right now. And Uber's Instant Pay makes every day payday. You can cash out straight from the app to your bank account up to 5 times a day. Listen, if you enjoy earning extra cash, if there's something special you'd like to buy, your car can start making you money. So go ahead, get your side hustle on. Sign up to Drive with Uber today. Go to uber.com/drive now. That's uber.com/drive now. uber.com/drive now. Certain restrictions apply. See site for details.
McMillan Sedation Dentistry actually started about 13 years ago. I wanted to be able to provide dental care to what now turns out to be a significant portion of the population that actually had a fearful connotation with dental treatment experiences. 1 in 10 adults are estimated to be so fearful of receiving treatment that they will only get it when they have a true dental emergency, such as a toothache or a dental abscess. We treat them a little differently, much more of a TLC approach, and we welcomed them literally with open arms to the practice. It's the greatest feeling in the world to see someone who has hidden their smile for years to be able to smile again. My staff has been trained to be very welcoming, to treat them like a member of their own family. More than the extensive training, it's the empathy. We listen, we care, and we want to make your smile perfect and genuine. It's our mission to make you happy that you came to McMillan Sedation Dentistry. It's time for you to smile easy. Call 703-503-9490. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
7:53 now. Let's see how your money's doing. Time to check in with the CNBC News Desk.
Hi, good morning. Yes, stock futures are pointing higher today, pointing to a higher open on Wall Street. The S&P closing at a record high yesterday. Today, we're watching the price of oil dropping this morning on word that OPEC plans to keep its production at the same level and not cut any further. Best Buy shares are soaring in the pre-market on better than expected quarterly earnings results. Another day of cabinet members heading to Capitol Hill to defend the new Trump budget plan. We also find out today how many people people apply for unemployment benefits last week. The numbers are at their lowest since 1988, but analysts say that there might be an uptick this week. 40 years ago today, that's right, the original Star Wars movie premiered in theaters. Disney now owns the franchise, and it's holding special events at stores nationwide. And Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, he may have dropped out of Harvard, but he returns this afternoon to give the school's commencement speech. And yes, you can see it live on Facebook. I'm Susan Lee, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM, AM 630, WMAL.
If you don't want ants inside, kill them outside with Amdro Ant Block Home Perimeter Ant Bait. Ants are attracted to Amdro because they think it's food. They carry it back to the nest and share it with the entire colony, including the queen. That's how Amdro kills the ants you see and the ones you don't, guaranteed. Look for Amdro Ant Block at your local lawn and garden retailer. Amdro Ant Block. Ants love it to death.
When you meet with your broker, who does all the talking? How about being listened to for a change? Hi, this is Simon Hamilton from the Wise Investor Group. We take a different approach to financial planning. We pay attention to what's important to you and sit on your side of the table while helping you plan your financial future. For financial advice that's focused on you, call the Wise Investor Group today.
Call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed Wise Investor. The Wise Investor Group is affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
Listen every weekday morning at 542 for today's military news, brought to you by Geico Military. These news reports come directly from the United States Department of Defense at defense.gov. You can find today's story by visiting WMAL.com/todays. GEICO's military program has been an important part of their business since it began in 1936. GEICO understands the unique insurance needs of our military personnel and their families. That's why they provide a dedicated staff working solely on their behalf.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. It's wet out there. Let's hear what's happening with Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Absolutely, Vince. Thank you, VDOT crews and all rescue crews that have been so busy this morning. A VDOT truck now at the crash, 395 North, as you approach the 14th Street Bridge. They blocked that left lane of three. This is our second accident on 395 we've had this morning. The initial crash, 395 North at Glebe Road. Looks like they've cleared that to the shoulder, but it is absolutely jammed solid back near the Beltway. Overall, a lot of heavy volume, poor visibility, so plan for the extra time. Let's go Maryland on the ICC. Unexpected delays here, but now you're in the know because we have a crash on Maryland's Route 200 after New Hampshire Avenue. One lane to the left was getting by. Update sponsored by IKEA. IKEA family members save 15% on all sofas May 24th through June 6th while supplies last. Visit your local IKEA store or IKEA-USA.com for offer details. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Most widespread of the showers and thunderstorms will be this morning. Gusty winds, small hail, and some of these thunderstorms. 74 this afternoon, still a few more scattered showers and thunderstorms right into the evening hours. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
58 degrees right now in the nation's capital, 7:57.
Tired of sitting in Northern Virginia traffic? Our traffic is among the worst in the country. Ed Gillespie? He calls for more toll roads and ignores Metro and VRE. Gillespie's toll roads aren't the answer. Why pay for new roads twice? Only one candidate for governor has a plan to reduce traffic congestion, fix Metro, and improve VRE. Republican State Senator Frank Wagner.
Hi, I'm Frank Wagner. I'm a Naval Academy graduate and a successful businessman. I'm the only Republican veteran running for governor. I grew up in Northern Virginia. For the last 4 years, I've carried legislation to provide Northern Virginia with more funding for transportation. As your governor, there's no question what my priority will be. New funding for highways, metro, and VRE. I'm Frank Wagner, candidate for governor, and I approve this message. I would appreciate your vote in the Republican primary on June 13th.
Because being a veteran, a successful business owner, and an accomplished state senator, you know, someone with actual experience, really matters. On June 13th, vote Republican Frank Wagner for governor.
It's Toyota time at LustinToyota.com.
And our Memorial Day deals start right now. Corollas from $149 a month. Prius from $279 a month. Siennas from $309 a month. 700 vehicles to choose. Plus, only at Lustin can you drive off with the peace of mind from Auto for Life and Lifetime, bumper to bumper. The best vehicle coverage in the business. So grab your trade and kick off your Memorial Day celebration with Lustin.
Under Virginia's largest American flag.
LustinToyota.com. See dealer for details on all offers.
us.
The Lustein Auto Mall of Woodbridge is deeply passionate about America, our military, and our community. This was the motivator behind creating a Veterans Memorial right on our property, and it's located under Virginia's largest American flag. On behalf of the Lustein Auto Mall, we'd like to thank our U.S. military and their families for their many continued sacrifices. It's our honor to support Military Appreciation Month. I invite you to stop by the Lustein Veterans Memorial and learn more about our commitment to the cause at Lustein.com.
Homeowners, think Miss Utility doesn't apply to you? Think again. If you plan to move dirt, you should contact Miss Utility. Whether you're installing a mailbox, planting a shrub, or a garden, Miss Utility should be number one on your checklist. Two full business days before digging, call 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Also online at missutility.net. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility. It's the law.
Yeah, okay. A lot more coming up. Tony Schaefer's doing a great job. We got another hour with him and Tucker Carlson stopping by at 8:05. And then also we're going to talk about Amtrak. President Trump wants to take a big old cleaver to Amtrak funding. We got a guy who wants to keep it. We'll talk to him. That's all coming up. 8 o'clock right now. Time for WMAL News.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630.